Martin Keimer wins golf's final major of the season.
The putter head behind the ball, into the hole, and European golf has a new superstar here. And Martin Keimer is the winner of the 92nd PGA Championship.
Andy Murray beats Roger Federer to win the Toronto Masters.
Here's Murray coming into the net. He's underneath the lob. He scuttles back, and long goes the forehand from Roger Federer. And Andy Murray successfully defends this title here in Toronto.
And Arsenal grab a point in their opening match of the Premier League season at Anfield. We'll start with golf, and Germany's Martin Keimers won the US PGA Championship at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. Keimer won a three-hole playoff against Bubba Watson of the United States after both finished on 11 under par. A third player, Dustin Johnson, thought he'd also qualified for the playoff, but was...
Dustin Johnson thought he'd made the playoff like Keimer and Watson, finishing 11 under par, but then picked up a two-shot penalty for grounding his club in a bunker on the last hole. He didn't think it was a bunker, just a sandy patch on a course liberally sprinkled with the stuff, but the local rules clearly state that all sand areas should be treated as bunkers. Rory McIlroy missed the playoff by one shot, a level par final round when the putts just wouldn't drop, so the glory belongs to Martin Keimer, who follows in the footsteps of the great Bernhard Langer.
Yes, Keimer's become the first German winner of a major since Langer lifted the Masters for the second time in 1993. So will this be big news at home? Keimer says he hasn't even considered that.
I don't really know how big it is for me at the moment. I don't really realize what just happened, you know. I just won my first major, and I'm just on tour since 4 years. And I got goosebumps just talking about it. It's fantastic.
However, a disastrous error from Dustin Johnson cost himself a place in that playoff after grounding his club in a bunker ahead of a second shot to the 18th hole, which breaks the rules of golf. However, Johnson says he had no idea until after the round.
You know, I never thought I was in a sand trap. I looked at it a lot. Never once crossed my mind that I was in a bunker. And, you know, obviously I know the rules of golf. I can't ground my club in a bunker. But, you know, that was just one situation, I guess. I guess maybe I should have looked at the rule sheet a little harder. You know, obviously I was excited I had a putt to win, you know, there, or thinking I had a putt to win. And then, you know, walking off the green, talking to the rules official and, you know, seeing I'm got a two-shot penalty. I think I'm going into a playoff and then I end up having a two-shot penalty.
Well, let's turn to tennis. Andy Murray's beaten Roger Federer in straight sets to win the Toronto Masters for the second year in a row. It's Murray's first title of the season and the first time he's beaten Federer in a final. More details from David Law.
The last man to beat Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer in consecutive matches was Juan Martin Del Potro en route to the US Open title last year, and it's a measure of how well Murray played that he beat both Nadal and Federer in straight sets. Murray got off to the perfect start, breaking Federer twice for a 3-love lead. Federer came back at him when Murray was serving for the set to level at 5-all, but still the British player held firm, breaking again to win the first set 7-5. The second was interrupted three times for rain, and Federer appeared frustrated by the delays, whereas Murray seemed relaxed throughout. Murray broke early again, Federer fired back once more, and even when Murray served for the match at 6-5, Federer had break-back points. He couldn't take them, though, and Murray eventually sealed victory on his second match point to win his first title of the year and beat Federer in a final for the very first time.
And Murray has then become the first man for almost a year to beat Nadal and Federer in the same tournament, and only the fifth player ever to have done that. He says that is the most satisfying aspect of the victory.
Winning a tournament is always great. It was the first time I beat Roger and Rafa in the same tournament, which is probably the most pleasing thing, and didn't drop a set against either of them, so it's good for the confidence for the next few weeks.
Roger Federer says the end of the match may have been a bit of an anti-climax because of several rain delays, but overall Murray deserved to win.
You know, it was played on a couple of points here and there, and didn't even feel like the end of the match, you know. It was just, all of a sudden it was all over, so it was kind of, a touch disappointing, obviously, but I thought he played well. He was aggressive, he was taking the ball early, he wasn't giving me much, and he clutched serve at the very end when he had to, and he deserved a victory.
Let's turn to football. Liverpool and Arsenal began the new Premier League season with a 1-1 draw at Anfield. As John Murray reports, the Gunners needed an own goal in stoppage time to get a point against a side reduced to 10 men.
With a game like this coming so early, the first priority was not to lose it. But Arsenal very nearly did, even though Liverpool had to play over half the match with 10 men. Joe Cole sent off on his league debut for his new club for a late slide-in on Koscielny, who himself was red-carded right at the end. Liverpool, though, grabbed the lead right at the start of the second half when N'Golo lashed in a shot high at Almunia's near post. Arsenal, without the unwell Fabregas, strangely struggled to create, so they were thankful for a rather fortunate equaliser in the 90th minute when Chamakh beat Reina to the ball and it eventually bounced in off a post and the Liverpool goalkeeper for an own goal and a point each.
Well, Liverpool's new manager Roy Hodgson felt his team coped well with being a man short for the second half and had great sympathy for his goalkeeper Pepe Reina.
He's very disappointed, of course. I thought he'd done well today. He's struggled with a shoulder injury. He's done remarkably well to come back as quickly as he had. And I thought he was extremely competent throughout the game. So it was a bit disappointing for him that the game ends in that way. But certainly I don't think he's got anything to blame himself for. Over the 90 minutes he gave a good performance, as did the rest of the team. We can be very proud, I think, of the performance we've given. And just a little bit disappointed that we didn't get the 3 points. But it's going to be a tough season for everyone in this league. There's going to be lots of twists and turns and uphills and downhills. So I'll take more positives from this game than negatives.
And it turned out to be one of those rare occasions when both managers were happy with the result. Here's Arsenal's Arsene Wenger.
It's never easy to play against 10 men, and they defended very deep, and we didn't find any space anymore. And especially when they scored that goal, of course, they were happy with the 1-0, and they took a fluency out of the game, every goal kick last minute. And it was difficult, but we kept going, and in the end, we got at least the minimum result today. That means a 1-1. When you come to Liverpool, it's decent.
To matters off the field at Anfield, Liverpool's managing director Christian Perslow says the club is determined to find the right owners but won't make any hasty decisions. The financially troubled club was put up for sale by its American co-owners Tom Hicks and George Gillette in April. Perslow admits there is pressure to finalise the sale but says he doesn't look kindly on bidders who leak their plans to the media.
I'm not going to comment on the specifics. What I can say is that we do have a number of bids for the club. The board is going to take its time to examine those extremely carefully. Our number one priority, and I speak for myself and my chairman and the independent directors, is to make sure we know what we would be getting into with any new owner. That is our number one priority. We take that deadly seriously, to know who they are, where the money is coming from, what their plans are, and to establish that there is a real commitment for a very long-term, stable and secure financial position for the club. Second to that priority, and it's a very close second, is to sell the club as soon as possible. And we have a process underway. It's ongoing. I wish I could guarantee it will happen. I can't. But we're not going to comment on the specifics. The process is governed by very strict confidentiality.
Finally in baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals' Albert Pujols has become the first player in Major League history to hit at least 30 home runs in each of the first 10 seasons of his career. Pujols reached the milestone with his 30th homer of the 2010 season during the Cardinals' 9-7 defeat to the Chicago Cubs. Our top story, Martin Keimer from Germany has won the final major golf major of the season, the USPGA Championship at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. That's the latest BBC Sport.
And now witness, and the second part of our series.